I'm very happy now to welcome John Arterton and James Mack. They are musicians. They are the creators of the show Just Married, the musical, which is going to be here this coming weekend, Saturday and Sunday, at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Santa Fe. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Well, thank you. Great to be here. And you pronounced my name right.
Well, good.
My name is not usually a problem.
Arterton and Mack. So the two of you married when you were based in Massachusetts, and when Massachusetts actually legalized same-sex couplehood, you got married, and as you put it, the sky didn't fall.
Exactly. We got married in April 2005, and among many thousands of couples across Massachusetts who are now happily wed to each other. And indeed, the sky has not fallen, although the sky has been raining here for days.
Well, in fact, Massachusetts has one of the lowest divorce rates in the country. So the sky hasn't fallen, and there are a lot of happily married couples here.
It's interesting because one of the things that I think is a kind of false argument in the whole liberal and conservative conversation about marriage and same-sex couplehood and whatever is that in liberal states and blue states, couples seem to stay married longer and in a more stable manner.
Well, of course, we've had the right to do so for a very short time, so time will tell, but it's amazing how many couples who have been together for 30, 40 years have finally had the right to become married, and so of course they're stable. But we should also say that though we are legally married in Massachusetts, the federal government does not recognize, thanks to the so-called Defense of Marriage Act, the federal government does not see our marriage as being legal. So we are denied about 1,200 rights and privileges that are afforded to heterosexual couples that are married. Even though we live in a state where it's allowed and so forth, we still denied all of those federal privileges.
So you can file jointly in Massachusetts but not in the U.S. for tax purposes, for example.
Exactly.
That's correct.
Exactly. Yep. And if we travel to another state, we have no rights of, you know, visitation in a hospital for family members, and we're not afforded the right to pass on Social Security benefits from one partner to another, and so forth. The list goes on and on.
So tell us about Just Married, the musical. How did this come about?
Well, James and I met singing in a choir, and we both have sung all of our lives, and we have had the opportunity to sing a song or two in various fundraising capacities, and we love doing it. And when the whole marriage issue seemed to be prevalent in our lives, we just decided to put a show together. We call it Just Married the Musical, but in fact it's a musical review and not an original musical. We do songs from other sources, some of our favorite songs, and we just put them together, and then we interwove some dialogue with it, and the dialogue and the songs are a combination of humorous, political, and I guess what you'd call moving.
What are some of the songs that you do that people might know?
Well, we do some show tunes. We do some more traditional love songs. We do a song from the movie Moulin Rouge, which is a song that we sang in our wedding to each other, called Come What May. I do a Stephen Sondheim song in the show called Children Will Listen, that's from Into the Woods.
We do a song from The Fantastics called They Were You.
Yeah.
And we do a number of original songs by modern composers. And it's really a wide variety of different musical styles.
This show, you've been touring it, and it's been very successful.
We haven't toured a great deal. We we have very busy lives outside of this. James runs a guest house here in Provincetown, which is out at the very end of Cape Cod. And that luckily that closes for about 3 months in the midwinter, so we're able to do more touring at that point. And I have three choruses that I conduct. So we our lives are not... plus, I was on the road with another musical group for a full decade, so I've lived that life, and I've looked at life from both sides now. And I really have no desire to be on the road full time anymore.
But that being said, we have done the show quite a bit. We the first 2 years that we performed the show, we did it here in Provincetown for full summer seasons, which meant 2 or 3, sometimes 4 or 5 nights a week performing the show here in Provincetown. We have traveled with it to Hawaii. We did last year for Valentine's Day, we did the show in Boise, Idaho, to a very enthusiastic and very receptive crowd. We were happy to see. We've done the show a lot in the Northeast, in Maine and in Connecticut, you know. And
we'll be going to D.C. next month.
Right.
And, of course, D.C. just legalized. Instead of saying same-sex marriage all the time, we like to say marriage equality.
Right.
It makes people less nervous, I think.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And points out that we're really not asking for anything that other people do not enjoy. It's we simply want to be treated the same way as everybody else. If I can just jump in with another thread here, one of the main arguments we hear against same-sex marriage is that marriage is an institution that has changed, and why are we trying to rewrite history and so forth, to which we point out that in 1957 there were many states that did not allow people of different races to marry. So
and they did use, I think, some of the arguments they used sounded very similar to what they're using now.
Yes.
Right, that's true.
Yeah.
So marriage has evolved. I mean, back in King Solomon's time and during the biblical time, you know, kings would have hundreds of wives, and that was perfectly okay back then. That's frowned on in most of the country now, most of the world.
And even in the early days of the United States, women were considered their husband's property. So women were not allowed to write legal documents, to own property, that kind of thing.
So how is the movement for same-sex marriage, for marriage equality, doing across the country now? Is this something you're following?
We follow it here and there. It's, you know, we long for the day when this might actually be handled on a national level, so that the battle does not have to be waged in individual states. Because it's very exhausting. It's very spotty, you know. It's frequently, you know, there are two courses of action. There's the judicial and the legislative, and the legislative road is very thorny. We even saw in Maine recently the populace voting against same-sex marriage. So in Massachusetts, it was the Supreme Judicial Court of the state of Massachusetts that made the ruling. And obviously after that, there was a great outcry from the opposition, and they tried to get a referendum placed on the ballot. And they actually won the first round of that, and then there was a statute that said that the proposal had to come up against a constitutional amendment in Massachusetts a year later. And during the course of that time, so many of the politicians who had voted against same-sex marriage changed their mind. In fact, some of the people who wrote the legislation decided that they had been in error, and they changed their mind seeing that the sky hadn't fallen.
Right.
And so the constitutional amendment failed.
And in most cases, it was because they actually knew couples who had been married. They'd gotten to know people who, you know, gay couples that had been married, and that's how their minds were changed. You know, and we find that that's what happens all the time, is that once people actually know gay couples that are married, and they see, oh, gee, it's, they're not so different. You know, they're just like us. They just are two people that love each other. Then the fear is gone. The mystique of the whole thing is gone. And so we try to expose as many people as we can to our story, just our personal story, so people can understand what same-sex marriage really is about.
As I was talking to a friend just before I went on the show, and he said, oh, then they're going to have the same stupid problems that the rest of us have.
We want right to divorce each other.
Exactly. Yeah, we do have the same stupid problems. That's true.
John Arterton and James Mack are the creators of the musical Just Married the Musical, and that will be performed this Saturday and Sunday, March 20th and 21st at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Santa Fe at 107 West Barcelona Road. For more information, you can call 577-8018 in the area code 505. John and James, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much. It's been a real pleasure.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. And my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, Good Morning Jazz features Artist of the Month, Horace Silver. Broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company, my name is Mary Charlotte. We will be with you tomorrow just after 8 o'clock, and Robert Knott will be with us, speaking of the arts, and Bill Hutchison will be with us, speaking of animals. Hasta mañana. Ciao.